This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone, the show that teaches you everything you need to know about real estate. If you're a homeowner thinking of selling your home, considering purchasing a home, interested in real estate finance or real estate investments, this is the show for you. We are a live one-hour real estate roundtable discussing everything real estate related. No topic is off limits. The Real Estate Zone is hosted by Danny Batsalkin, one of the highest producing real estate brokers in Southern California. Danny, who is also a former real estate attorney, leads a top producing real estate team and has developed a strong following as a well-known real estate expert, trainer, and speaker. The Real Estate Zone is sponsored by Movement Mortgage, one of the nation's fastest growing and most reliable mortgage companies. So get your phones ready and call us now with all of your real estate questions at 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222, 800-222-5222. And now, here's your host of Real Estate Zone Radio, Danny Batsalkin.
Good morning, Southern California. It is a beautiful October 1st, and we're here live on the Real Estate Zone. And I'm so excited today. We have such a special show for you, talking about all things real estate, whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or mortgage finance or refinance. This is your place. We are the number one live call-in show talking about all things real estate. So let me introduce my co-host, and we have such a special guest today that I'm so excited to share with you. It's going to be a really fun and special show. So let's start by introducing our co-host first and foremost, as always on my right. Well, not as always for a while. We'll talk about that in just a second. But for now, as always on my right, from the number one fastest growing mortgage company in the U.S., Movement Mortgage, we have Raimi Michke. Raimi, good morning.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Welcome to the show. And I know we're going to talk about in just a little bit that this might be one of your last shows in the studio.
I know, it's so sad. I'm having a hard time now.
Yes, I know, we are too. We're going to miss having you in here every Saturday morning bright and early.
I'm not going to lie though, I'm going to enjoy the later hours for me.
I'm sure
being
you
on the East Coast.
We've talked about that you're moving to Virginia just so you can call in at 10 o'clock instead of 7.
Yes.
So Raimi, for all of our listeners, because I know you have so many fans of you here on the show, is moving to Virginia to run a big division at Movement Mortgage, but you're still going to call in every Saturday.
Every Saturday. How could I leave you guys?
I love it. Sounds good. So welcome to the show, and we're so excited to talk mortgage and all things real estate lending today.
Love it.
Very cool. And of course, on my left, as always, from TBG Homes and Keller Williams in the lovely city of Calabasas, we have Goalie Vidani.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Goalie. How's it going?
Good, thank you.
All right, very cool. And our special guest, you guys, I'm so excited today because we have an amazing guest joining us. We've been promoting it all week. Everyone's so excited to hear you here. And Tanya, thank you for being here. We have Dr. Tanya Altman from from Calabasas also, so we're really excited to have you here.
Thank you, Danny. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for waking up and driving out here to the studio.
I got to see what you ate for breakfast this morning, which we'll talk about later.
Uh-oh. I think I'm gonna be in trouble, you guys. For the first time on the show, someone's going to pick on me. So Dr. Tanya Altman, thank you so much for being here. We're so excited to talk to you about all things pediatrics, your new book, everything else you have going on and doing. And we're going to talk about that the whole show. So we're super excited.
Thank you. I look forward to it.
All right. Very cool. Before we get to that, let's have our Movement Mortgage Minute with Raimi. Raimi, talk to us. What's happening in mortgage?
You know, this week was a pretty steady week. We dropped a little bit in rate, but nothing drastic. Overall, I think it was kind of flat, not really exciting in the overall mortgage world. But I did want to talk about, I'm starting to see a lot of articles about appraisal turn times.
Ah,
and
yes.
I know we've talked about it a couple times on the show, but there were some statistics that I found. I was reading a couple things, and it just sounded really interesting to me. Because I'm sure you guys can attest to the fact that appraisers are becoming, they're more sparse. You know, they're all retiring. They're over 60% of appraisers right now are over the age of 50.
Wow.
They're kind of getting out of the industry, and we're finding it hard to find new fresh blood kind of coming into this. So I don't know that I notice it so much right here in SoCal, but more NorCal definitely, and in other parts of the country, appraisal turn times are going upwards of like 4 to 7 weeks, you guys.
Yes.
And they're coming from out of area. I have one loan officer that I work with who is in Colorado, and they got an appraiser from Wyoming coming out to do the inspection of the property. So it's just crazy. I wanted to get your feedback because it's something that definitely affects lending. It affects the whole transaction. But just seeing what you guys are seeing here.
You know what, Ramey? This is a sore subject for me right now because I have experienced this. We actually just had a transaction. By the way, you said there's no new blood in appraisal. You mean kids are not growing up thinking, I want to be an appraiser. we have had this problem. I mean, we just had a transaction where 30-day escrow, they didn't do the appraisal until week three. And they ordered it on day one, you know, mm-hmm. and so then they have to turn it around. The lender's got to review it. It is a real problem. I think this all started back when they took the appraisals away from the lenders and made you use a third party company, because then the appraiser's fees got cut. And so, mm-hmm. you know, if there's not a lot of money in it, then kids don't want to do it.
Exactly. That's been our solution. Yeah. You know, when we can't get one turned around quick enough, it's double the fee. You know,
yes.
whatever I got to do to get my appraisal on, because there's
That's right.
a contingency time period that all the buyers have to abide by, or at least they're supposed to. They have to do everything within their power to abide by. But, you know, it's just not fair to them. And then the cost is just getting out of control
right
now in order to get these reports done.
Yeah, we just had a couple clients that had to pay rush fees. Mm-hmm. Not on our side, actually. We had the listing, but whoever was representing the buyer there, they had to pay a couple of rush fees. They had to pay a rush fee to get the guy out there, and then the guy noted a couple things on the report, and then they had to pay another rush fee to get him to come back to check everything off so we could close in any semblance of time. We still closed like 2 weeks late. But it is a big issue, Ramey, so it's a good point you bring up. So what's the solution, by the way?
Pay them more.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, because you're absolutely right. I attribute it to them not getting paid as much.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I mean, you're not going to get as much good talent. And, you know, the work that they do is not commensurate to the pay. That's the issue, right? But the amazing thing is I've never had that with Movement. Movement, I mean, the appraisal is done in like 2 days.
Yeah,
it's incredible. It's just everybody else.
We've been really fortunate that I think there's a strategy that Movement uses that maybe is a little bit different. I to be honest, I never really paid attention to any other company that I worked at. We pay our appraisers up front. We pay them when they accept the order and then they go do the order and whatnot. Whereas a lot of appraisers, you know, your appraisal management company, that third party, they take the fee up front, but they don't pay the appraiser.
Yes.
Until the work is turned in and completed, until they actually get the report. So it's, you know, it's a little risky on our end. You know, someone could always take the money and run, but they'll never get another order from us.
But you know what? There you go. See, you guys again. See, again, Movement Mortgage has revolutionized the industry by doing it differently. So I'm sensing a pattern. You know, what you guys do at Movement, I think, is just say, what are they doing now? It's all messed up. Let's do it the right way.
Right.
And so that makes a lot of sense, which is to pay that appraiser up front. Because like Goalie said, we've never had an issue when Movement Mortgage is the lender on the appraiser. So that's a great solution.
Thank you, guys.
I love it. See, we came up with a solution to revolutionize the whole appraisal industry here.
I do think we need some more people, though. I think there has to be. I wish there was like a job fair for appraisers or something like that. There needs to get some new talent.
Right. Well, we Goalie and Dr. Tanya Altman and I, all our kids go to the same school. Should we talk to them about appraisers being that's the next new hot career?
No, probably not.
I talk to kids every day in my office about what they want to be when they grow up, and never had anyone say, you know, I want to be an appraiser. But I'll start throwing it out there a little bit now.
We're going to get some angry appraisers calling us
now on
the show.
We love and we appreciate everything they do.
We do. We do.
But we got to get some more people. I think that's part of the solution as well.
I like that. But as Goalie said, you know, the more that they're paid and the better that the service is there, then more people want to get into it. Because let's face it, right? If you can make good money and that kind of thing, then you're going to want to do it.
Yeah. I just personally, I don't mind paying premiums for rushes and for turnarounds and things like that. Me personally, I don't want to charge all my clients more just to get a report done when they have to get a report done. Like, that's part of the process, you know? And when you could pay cheaper somewhere else, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have a hard time in my head with that one.
And again, guys, I want our listeners to understand really why, you know, this is just another reason why using Movement Mortgage is so amazing. Because when you work with another lender and you don't get the appraisal even ordered or done for 3 weeks, then guess what? You are not closing on time. It's not happening. And one of the worst things I think in a real estate transaction is not closing on time. Because what happens is people plan for this. You know, they hire their movers. And I'm not talking about a day or two. Like, most closings are typically delayed a day or two or three. It happens all the time. You know, we tell all of our clients the closing date is really a nice target. It's not like, okay, it's that day or it's the end of the world. But I'm talking a week or two or three. When you have that kind of delay, it really stinks for everyone because you've hired movers and you've packed and all this kind of stuff. So this is a big issue.
And if you have a family, it affects everyone. Your kids are waiting. You know, they might be driving further to go to school. So it is something that, you know, parents do need to plan for.
For sure. Yeah, it makes sense. And you talk about that with your families all the time.
I do, every day in my office.
Well, we're going to get into that in just a second. So you guys, I'm so excited. I want you all to get your questions ready for Dr. Tanya Altman. We are going to talk to her exclusively right after the break about pediatrics, about her new book, What to Feed Your Baby, about my unhealthy breakfast, and everything in between. So here we go. Let's take a quick break. When we come back on the Real Estate Zone, it's Dr. Tanya Altman all day. So we're here live on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Come on back.
On the next episode, it's Peter Tilton on the next Peter Tilton at 10. New revelations about Wells Fargo, the latest on the train crash investigation, and Angelina Jolie has hired a scandal fixer. Where do you find that? On Yelp? All that and more on the next Peter Tilton at 10 right here on Talk Radio 790 KBC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Betzalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7 right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price. I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563. Danny Betzalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Los Angeles. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at lalyft.com. That's lalyft.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at lalyft.com today. Terms apply.
Oh yeah, I'm a T-bone man with a T-bone plan who craves the bone-in goodness of a thick and juicy T-bone steak from Norm's. A 3/4-pound thing of beauty cooked to perfection all day, every day, starting from just $12.99, served with soup, a salad, and my choice of potato and a vegetable for flavor that's down to the bone delicious. Make your T-bone plan. It's the Norm. NormsRestaurants.com, open 24/7.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said, but it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Hey there, what's the frequency?
790.
And the letters?
KABC.
You You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning, Southern California. It is October 1st. By the way, guys, can you believe it is October 1st?
No.
Summer's over. It's October. Halloween's coming up. Lots of fun stuff. Which you'll get snow, Ramey, in Virginia, right?
You know, but we looked at it. I think the annual snowfall was only like 8 to 10 inches or
so
something.
That's not real
snow. I can just throw some salt.
Yeah.
I don't really have to shovel.
There you go.
Not that I would shovel anyway.
That's
he
right.
doesn't have to shovel.
And you know what October means?
What?
It means it's flu vaccine season.
Ah,
so I tell
okay.
all my patients, before you go trick or treating, make sure you get your flu vaccine.
So you know what? That's actually a good question I'm going to get right into. But first, let me introduce you. So you guys, I'm so excited that we have our special guest, Dr. Tanya Altman from Calabasas Pediatrics. She's a pediatrician, a mother of three, and she has an awesome book, What to Feed Your Baby. All kinds of good stuff on her website, drtanya.com, right?
Yes, or CalabasasPeds.com.
There we go. So all kinds of awesome stuff. So we are so excited to have you here. We have Goalie with TBG Homes at Keller Williams in Calabasas. We got Ramey. I'm your host, Danny Batsalkin. And let's get right into that question. So I've never had a flu shot. Can you talk to us about these things?
You haven't.
No, I've never had one.
So getting the flu vaccine is the best way to prevent yourself from catching the flu. It actually cuts your risk in half from catching the flu. And if you catch the flu, even as an otherwise healthy person, it's going to be the worst you'll probably ever feel. You're going to be out on the couch for a week or two, severe aches, pains, high fever, cough. And there are many serious consequences of catching the flu, such as pneumonia. And the flu still causes thousands of deaths a year, unfortunately. So I recommend in my practice that everyone 6 months of age and older, those are the CDC and the American Academy of Pediatric Recommendations, gets a flu vaccine. Now, the bummer this year, though, is that the flu mist, which is that nose spray that all my patients love and my own boys love because it's not a shot, is not available. It wasn't effective last year. So this year, the best option is getting a flu shot.
And Dr. Tanya, I read about this like years ago. I don't know if it's still an issue. Does the flu vaccine still have thimerosal in it?
That's a great question. There are actually different flu vaccines available. So in my office, I give the preservative-free, thimerosal-free flu vaccine. And
awesome.
In the state of California, under age 3, you have to use the thimerosal-free, preservative-free flu vaccines. But for adults, there are different options available. So you want to ask wherever you're going to get the vaccine, your doctor, the pharmacy, you know, which type they have available. There's also the trivalent flu vaccine this year, which covers 3 strands, and the quadrivalent, which covers 4 strands. So I prefer the quadrivalent flu vaccine to protect against that extra strand. But honestly, any flu vaccine you get is going to be better than not getting the flu vaccine. And Danny,
so
when
I
you catch the
it.
Flu, yes, well, I should have brought one. I could have given you a flu vaccine.
Oh, no.
On air today.
That would have been crazy.
I have to say, I don't think I've ever gotten a vaccine either.
Yeah, you've never gotten a flu shot either?
No.
Yeah, I've never gotten one.
I shouldn't say I've never gotten a vaccine. I've gotten vaccines. I've never gotten a flu shot.
All right, so the kids are getting them, and I'm getting them. And we got to give Elena one. She hates needles, so we'll give her one for sure.
Well, we use baby needles in my office, and we have this little buzzy bee that, like, vibrates and numbs your arm. You don't even feel
oh,
it.
Oh, cool. Nice. I love it. Well, Dr. Tanya Altman, we have so many questions for you, and I know we're going to have a bunch of callers. In fact, I see our lines lighting up right now. Let's just go straight to the callers, then I'll ask you my questions. So, Carol, good morning. Carol from West Hollywood has a question for Dr. Tanya. Carol, good morning, and go right ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Tanya. We're just wondering, we're having a baby in December, and my husband and I are planning on getting the whooping cough shot, and we're hearing a lot about the adults around the baby having it as well, and we're just wondering how important that really is, or other children. We were planning on, you know, bringing them out with people around the holidays and be with our family, and just wondered what your thoughts were on that.
That's a great question. First of all, congratulations on having your first baby. This is such an exciting time for you. So the whooping cough vaccine is recommended for all pregnant moms in the last trimester of pregnancy. And this is because antibodies can pass to the baby. And whooping cough is something that we see a lot of, especially in Southern California. Sometimes with an adult or an older child, it's just that lingering cough and they're not very sick. But what happens is when a baby catches whooping cough, they can actually stop breathing. So it is very important that everyone around a baby does get the whooping cough vaccine. And for many adults, whooping cough is combined with the tetanus vaccine. It's called Tdap. And a lot of adults are behind on their tetanus vaccine anyway. So it can't hurt if you're an adult or even a child over age 10 to make sure that you're up to date on your Tdap booster. Mm-hmm. And flu vaccines as well. If you're having a winter baby, I usually like all my families to be protected against whooping cough and the flu vaccine. Because little babies, especially those first few months, you know, they're still building up immunity and they can get very sick very quickly. So you want to protect them by protecting everyone around them.
Got it. Good stuff. Carol, thanks for the question and thanks for calling
in.
Have a wonderful weekend.
Have a great day. Okay.
Bye-bye. All right, well, now that we answered Carol's question in West Hollywood, by the way, first baby, do you remember that, goalie?
I do. I feel like it was just yesterday, I swear. And
really?
It's been 11 years, yeah.
I feel like it was
time
a long time
another.
Ago.
Time for another.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yes. Come on, goalie.
No way.
Number three.
Dang, you're younger than
quit.
I am.
How would that work out? No.
Nader said that you're the holdup. He said he's in.
No. No, thank you.
It's so fun to start over. You know, my boys are 11, 9, and then 20 months.
Yeah.
And it was such a blessing to be able to start over, and you appreciate it so much more when you're older, I think.
I can definitely see that, and I have a nephew who I absolutely adore, and I feel like, in a way, I feel like he's mine, so I feel like
right.
I've done it.
It's, nice.
Yeah.
Good
only
spin.
You can give
good
him
spin
back.
There.
Yeah.
Good
exactly.
spin there, goalie. I like that. Nice. Well, that was a great question. And we have lines open with Dr. Tanya Altman live on the show all morning. So give us a call at 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC. 1-800-222-5222. Dino is standing by and taking your calls with Dr. Tanya. She'll answer any question here. So, Dr. Tanya, I want to ask you the most pivotal question, which is not about vaccines anymore. So we'll switch away from needles. Let's get away from that. This question is actually from my son, Maxim, who's 8, and he put it on Facebook because I told him last night that I was going to ask you about it as they were playing on their iPads and I was reading your blog. And so the question is about, we can't seem to get the whole iPad phone thing right. So I need to get my kids off the iPad and I need to get my wife Elena off her phone. So let's talk about that. What's the appropriate time that your kids and your wife should be on their screens in the evenings?
I love how he throws in wife.
So what you want to do, Danny, is actually have a family meeting where you come up with your house media rules.
Yes,
so
I love it.
So you decide together what the rules are going to be in your house. And I like to have media-free zones. So like your kitchen table when you're having family meals should be media-free, screen-free zones. Also, your kids' bedrooms shouldn't have screens in them because sleep is so important. So many kids and adults, too, aren't getting enough sleep, and we know that when there's a screen in that room, it really interferes with sleep. And then you can come up with the rules that are right for your family. So a lot of families in my house, we do screen-free school night. So unless it's related to school or homework, we really are not on the screens. And that's because, you know, you want to spend time as a family. You want to get your kids outdoors exercising. They don't need to be sitting always staring at a screen. You want to encourage them to read. And then on the weekends, I limit it to under 2 hours of screen time, which my kids definitely use all of.
Yes.
Now, the official American Academy of Pediatric recommendations are no more than an hour or two on weeknights. So I prefer no more than 1 hour on weeknights, maybe for your family, 2 hours on the weekend. But you really have to decide what's appropriate for your family.
I love it.
I feel like my kids don't even have time anymore.
Yeah.
Between their sports schedules and homework and piano and all the other things that they have to do, there just isn't time for it.
Which is great. And there are so many important activities that your kids can be involved in. And when they're rushing through their homework because they want to get on their iPad, that's when, you know, they make mistakes. That's when they're not focused enough. So sometimes just taking it off the table and saying, you know what? Recreational screen time is not going to happen on school days. And it actually just relieves them so that way they can do everything else that's so important for a healthy child.
I love it. Kimia and Layla, if you're listening, Dr. Tanya is the expert.
That's
and
right.
I'm sorry. You can blame it on me. Say, sorry, Maxim, your pediatrician said no more fun screen time on school days.
Exactly. There we go. So, yeah, I like the meeting, the family meeting to talk about the media. And actually, we pretty much do the same. Like, they don't really use the iPads on the weeknights. And then, but on the weekends, I think they're probably on it a little more than your recommendation. And Elena is definitely on more. So this meeting is going to be key. We're going to get her off.
As a parent, you're the best role model for your child. And it's so hard because we all, our phone vibrates when we get emails and we want to check the news and sports and what's going on. But it is important to remember that your kids are always watching you. And so if you're always staring at the screen, that's what they're going to learn as well. So when you're with your children, put the screen away and really focus on them.
I love that. That's really good. So we have phone lines open. Give us a call and ask your question live with Dr. Tanya of Calabasas Pediatrics. 1-800-222-5222. That's 800-ABC-KBC, 1-800-222-5222. And by the way, Dr. Tanya, how do people get in touch with you? Because you have an amazing practice in Calabasas that's a little different that we talked about earlier that I'd love to get into too. But if people want to get in touch with you and maybe want to come see you, how do they do that?
So I'm on Facebook at Calabasas Pediatrics or Dr. Tanya. Also on Twitter, Dr. Tanya Altman and Calabasas Pediatrics. You can call my office at 818-914-4429. And you can email me through the website of either drtanya.com or calabasaspeds.com. And I always respond myself.
Wow, that's really cool. I love it. Sounds good. So we're going to take a break. You also have a book, What to Feed Your Baby, and an awesome blog that we're going to talk about in just a second. Let's take a quick break. We have our special guest, Dr. Tanya Altman. Of course, we have Ramey talking about Movement Mortgage and Goalie with TBG Homes and Keller Williams Calabasas. We will be right back on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
All right, here we go. Let's keep it clean.
Coming up on The Next Drive Home with Jillian Barbary and John Phillips, we'll preview the vice presidential debate.
And we'll find out if L.A. needs any more blood, breath, urine, or from Brad Pitt.
Uh-oh.
God damn it! Keep it clean, you
oh, my. Live and local, right after Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
CBS Sunday After 60 Minutes. It's a new NCIS LA on its new night.
You better believe it.
Then Taya Leone is back in Madam Secretary. She's made waves in Washington, but her next move is global.
We are at a critical juncture in human history.
New season of Madam Secretary. Then the hit drama Elementary returns.
We find people who do terrible things.
And we stop them.
New Elementary after a new NCIS LA and the season premiere of Madam Secretary. CBS Sunday.
Find out what's really going on in the stock, bond, and real estate market with the highly regarded expert, Mo Ansari. Join Mo for a free seminar as he gives you his analysis of the stock, bond, and real estate markets and gives you information that might save your portfolio from the impact of the upcoming elections. Join Mo for the free seminar on Wednesday, October 12th in Newport Beach and Saturday, October 15th in Los Angeles. Call #250 on your cell and say, "Talk to Mo" for your reservation. That's #250 on your cell phone and say, "Talk to Mo" for your reservation.
If you could quickly and painlessly clear your psoriasis or vitiligo, would you?
No matter how big the psoriasis is, no matter how small the psoriasis, we can help you.
Ashley is a clinical specialist for X-Track, the amazing in-office treatment for psoriasis and vitiligo that's clinically proven to show immediate results with up to 95% clearance.
What my patients love most about the X-Track treatments is it's safe, it's FDA cleared, and they're seeing results very quickly.
End the embarrassing, painful patches and discoloration with X-Track. There's no medications, no topical ointments, and virtually no side effects. X-Track uses light to transform your skin and change your life. It's covered by all major insurances and Medicare, and we'll help you find a doctor close by.
I love what I do. I love coming in every day and making a difference in patients' lives. It's amazing.
Call now to live X-Track Clear. Call 800-624-1753. That's 800-624-1753. 800-624-1753. Or visit xtracradio.com. Qualified patients, certain restrictions apply.
Get clarity on the things that make you go. Live and local. KABC.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Good morning and welcome back to The Real Estate Zone. We are your number one show for all things real estate. Whether you're thinking of buying a home, selling a home, investing in real estate, or have questions about mortgage finance, this is the place to come. We are live with Ramey Michke from Movement Mortgage as she gets ready to drive on out to Virginia.
It's so sad.
We're going to miss you on the show.
I'm going to miss you guys too.
Yeah, but you're still going to call in every morning. So we'll have you every Saturday morning. We got Kevin listening in on the headphones, but not saying much. We're going to get you on the microphone here soon. Yeah. Get ready. Ramey's husband. We have Goalie, of course, our celebrity and luxury real estate expert, getting ready to give us all the juicy gossip in about 15 minutes. So don't go anywhere because we're going to have that. And of course, we have our special guest, Dr. Tanya Altman from Calabasas Pediatrics, author of What to Feed Your Baby, an awesome blogger. So check out her site, drtanya.com. It is amazing. Tanya, thank you so much for being here. I am loving this.
Thank you for having me. Got me up early on Saturday.
That's right. And you even got dressed up. I love it.
I usually tell people that I love radio because I can be in my PJs and my coffee at home, but I did have to get dressed for you.
I love it. Well, usually we have the camera pointed right at Goalie's yoga pants. Today we have it right on you. So we're all set. All right. So we talked about such good stuff before the break. We're now getting my family off of their iPads. We're talking about vaccines that I need to get the flu shot. Apparently I'm doing everything wrong. But now what I want to switch this to, and by the way, your book, just so everyone knows, What to Feed Your Baby, available everywhere, probably on your website, drtanya.com, of course.
Available everywhere on Amazon, great prices. Love Amazon
Prime. Yes, of course, Amazon Prime. We use it well. I get boxes all the time at my house. So let's switch gears a little bit and talk about the fun topic of nutrition, right? So we have lots of nutrition questions for you. I love this little cheat sheet that you gave me, which is 11 foundation foods every baby needs, and that's the blog article that I was reading. So it's a really great article. I love it.
And it's not only babies. These are really the 11 foundation foods that everyone at all ages needs, but when you start your babies eating them regularly, eating eggs and avocados and fish and green veggies and berries, then they grow up to be older kids and adults who like all of these real nutritious foods.
What's interesting about this is I was looking at the foods, and everyone here knows, and I think I told you too, like 4 months ago I switched to follow Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Body, and it's literally like most of the same stuff. There's some grains here that I can't eat, but all of the other stuff is all very similar. So we eat, you know, eggs and avocados for breakfast all the time. The kids love them. They like how I flip the eggs over medium. I'm very good at that. That's the one dish I can make. So anyway, let's talk nutrition. So Goalie, I know you had a nutrition question for Dr. Tanya.
Yeah, I agree. I think that these foods are so universal in that it really is the proper diet for all ages. And that's what I love about your book, What to Feed Your Baby. I think it makes perfect sense. But I have a question for you. Red meat has been a really controversial subject lately. A lot of people say that you should stay away from red meat because of a lot of different reasons. What are your thoughts on red meat?
So, you know, I think everything in moderation. So red meat is a great source of iron and zinc for growing babies and children. And you need that iron for your red blood cells. So when I see babies that aren't eating meat, and it doesn't mean you can't have a vegetarian family, there are great, great other sources if you're a vegetarian family. But often in kids and children, giving meats they're the best source, the most bioavailable source for iron. So when I buy red meat, I do try to limit it in my house, and I try to buy the organic grass-fed beef whenever possible. It's important to know that when you're eating meat out, fast food is really junky, low-quality meat. So if you are going to eat red meat, I would rather have you spend the money doing high-quality occasionally than more on a regular basis. And poultry is a great healthy source for kids, organic chicken. In fact, what I usually tell parents that one of the most important things you can do is get your babies and toddlers used to eating real chicken cooked in your kitchen, not in nugget form, because I see so many older kids in my practice who will only eat chicken nuggets.
Is that even chicken?
No.
Yes.
Remember that
Sometimes
commercial?
Sometimes it's not.
Right.
But the thing is, their brain then is conditioned to think, ooh, that's what chicken should be like and taste like. And then you have to go through this whole process, which I have in my book, and I can convert picky eaters back to healthy eaters at the kitchen table. But you can prevent picky eating by serving your kids healthy homemade food from an early age.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. I'm very lucky and blessed and fortunate in that my children eat everything I put in front of them. And that's because that's what they were used to from the beginning. I had them try all different types of foods, and you know, and so they've sort of become accustomed to what they've eaten since they were children.
And that's, you know, so important, getting your kids used to eating what you're eating as an adult. So you make one meal for the entire family, and hopefully it's real whole foods, what I call the foundation foods that everybody needs.
Right. So now, speaking of organic, what are your thoughts on, I think the 11 foundation foods are amazing. Which one of these foods have to be organic, or should be organic, and what are your thoughts on that?
Sure, sometimes it depends who I'm talking to, right? Because there's certain populations where you just want them to eat fruits and vegetables. And if you say it has to be organic, they're not going to eat fruits and vegetables. And we know that any fruits and vegetables you eat are better than not eating them. So when you can buy organic, I love the Environmental Working Group website. They have their Dirty Dozen and their Clean 15, and it changes every year as they do their testing. So you can go to EWG.org and look up the Clean 15. So in general, if you're eating the whole fruit, if they have soft skins like berries and peaches, those would be better to buy organic. Always wash everything really well in your kitchen before you eat it.
Awesome. Great tip. Thank you.
By the way, earlier when you said fast food meat is junky, you did not mean In-N-Out, right? Because In-N-Out is a staple of our cheat day.
You know, my family loves In-N-Out too. So occasionally, if we're going to go for that, quote, fast food burger, we do choose In-N-Out.
Yes.
Now, I was actually a vegetarian for almost 20 years.
No way.
Wow.
Started in college because it was the trendy thing to do, and I thought I was being so healthy. But I realized that I was eating a lot of carbs and a lot of cheese and a lot of things that maybe I shouldn't have been. And then when I got pregnant with my first child, I started eating everything, and my husband was so excited that I would go back and eat In-N-Out with him. So I think balance is important, and choosing healthier food options whenever possible is also important.
Wait, Kevin, Ramey, you guys got to jump in here because we got the vegetarian side of the studio over here, and we're always making fun of them. So jump in here. What's the story?
I just want to say In-N-Out has a grilled cheese option. So you can go to In-N-Out and still be vegetarian.
You can. And there's nothing wrong with being a vegetarian. And I actually have a whole chapter in my book on raising vegan and vegetarian kids. And it's perfectly possible. It just can be a little bit more challenging. But when you're eating just a grilled cheese sandwich, you have to think, like, what nutrition is really in there? You want to make sure you're getting protein. I love cheese. I love dairy products. Hopefully there's vegetables in there. If it's whole grain bread, I think that's great, but I like to limit the white carbs and the white bread, again, for kids, because that's what their brain is going to think bread should taste like, and that's what they get used to.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. There was actually an article that I think I posted on one of our social media sites. Someone's trying to get In-N-Out to add, like, a veggie burger, and the title was like, will the world end if In-N-Out adds a veggie burger?
You know, I have to say, everything you're saying, so Kevin, has been a vegetarian, I don't know, 12 years or something like that?
Because it's trendy, right?
Yeah, so trendy. That's why he does everything. And then when we got together is when I kind of converted. Although I've recently added chicken back in, just in small pieces, just because sometimes I'm out with people and I don't want to be the one person ordering something different out of kind of potluck style. So I'll add some chicken back in if I have to. But immediately the default for me when I converted to his lifestyle kind of was pasta, carbs, and cheese. And I have to say, I know dairy is one of your foundation foods, but when I started taking dairy out, I felt so much better. Like, dairy to me really upset my stomach. I was amazed how much, I know so many people eat it, but that one for me personally was, I noticed my stomach like hurt every time I had dairy.
And if you find that your stomach hurts or that you're sensitive to any type of food, I think it's perfectly fine to take it out as long as you make sure that you're supplementing your diet with other things. So for instance, for kids, usually dairy, because it's calcium, it's one of the best sources of vitamin D and protein, is really important. I especially love Greek yogurt. In fact, a lot of people that are sensitive to dairy can actually have a lactose-free Greek yogurt.
I actually eat Greek yogurt.
See,
that
there you go.
Great.
So you're a vegetarian who eats chicken and you're off dairy, but you eat Greek yogurt. So you're kind of incorporating foundation foods here.
I don't count. Just ignore me. I break all the rules.
Ramey, it's interesting you say that, though. And Dr. Tanya, I was talking about this actually a little while ago, is that one of the things I cut out when I started the slow carb 4-hour body thing is I cut out dairy 6 days a week. And I used to have really bad allergies to grass and stuff. Like when I played golf, I'd always take Claritin. And like I stopped dairy 6 days a week. My allergies are totally gone. I don't know if it's the dairy, but that's like the one main thing that I cut out, because I cut out dairy and sugar. And like the allergies are totally gone. Any connection there?
You know, I think if it helps you feel better, you can continue it. I often tell families in my office that allergies are sometimes a layering effect. Okay. So sometimes you're a little bit allergic to one thing, let's say the dust mites in your house, and you're a little bit sensitive or allergic to a food you might be eating. And then all of a sudden the trees blossom in your neighborhood and boom, it puts you over the edge. So people will always say to me, how could I be allergic to my dog? I've had it forever. Well, that just makes you a little bit more allergic. And then something something else comes along and puts you over the edge. So cutting out some of the little things can lower your allergy threshold and make it so you feel better on a daily basis.
I see. Okay, that makes sense. By the way, one of the foundational foods I see here is not a food at all, but it's water. And I did want to talk about that for a second because, you know, unfortunately, I see all these kids drinking soda these days. And I think it's, for me, like, it's so terrible. You know, like, we don't have any soda in our house. My kids have never, they always drink water. And I see all these kids and then they're overweight and they're drinking soda. And I think it's so bad, you know, like, I love that you have water on here.
So the good news is that soda consumption in the United States is actually down, I think, because all the education lately, although sugar consumption in general is up.
Yes.
But water is one of the most important things that you can give your baby to drink. Starting around 6 months of age, when I introduce solid food, I encourage sips of water because babies that get used to drinking water grow into toddlers who like water and they become teenagers and adults who drink plain water. And how many friends do you have who don't like the taste of plain water? It's because they didn't get used to drinking it when they were young.
Yes. My mother-in-law says we're Russian, you know, so she said that if you drink really cold water, then you get cancer. That's the Russian wives' tale.
I haven't heard that, but know what? I don't want to go against your mother-in-law, but I haven't read any scientific data to show anything like that.
See, Ala, cold water's okay. I love ice cold water. I can't stand room temperature water. But Baron, my 2-year-old, he always runs around the house saying, give me bubble water. He likes sparkling water. Which is really funny.
That sounds very fancy, which is fun.
The other
thing is parents always say, but I water down the juice I give my kids.
Uh-huh.
Even watered down juice still gets their brain used to wanting to drink sweet tasting beverages.
Sure.
So it's really best to go plain water, not even flavored water when they're young.
I love it. All right, you guys, so much fun we're having here today with Dr. Tanya Altman of Calabasas Pediatrics. The book is What to Feed Your Baby. You can find it on Amazon. We got Ramey from Movement Goalie here who's having a third kid for sure. We're all over that. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up with Dr. Tanya Altman talking about nutrition, family, real estate, all kinds of fun stuff. And we're going to have celebrity and luxury real estate. So don't go anywhere. Come on back on the Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Cars, trucks, motorcycles. If it's got a motor, we've got your man. If there was ever a time you needed an automotive expert like Leon Kaplan at your side, it's now. The Motor Man. Sunday mornings at 8 on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Do you want to sell your home but are concerned about having it sell quickly at the best possible price? What if your home doesn't sell while you're buying a new one? What if you need to relocate? Or what if you can't afford to live in your home much longer? It's not a great situation to be in. Hi, this is Danny Betzalkin, host of The Real Estate Zone, heard every Saturday morning at 7, right here on Talk Radio 790 KABC. I'm not just a radio host. I happen to run one of the most successful real estate teams in Southern California, and I'm so confident in my team's ability to sell your home quickly at top market price that I personally guarantee it. In fact, if I don't sell your home in 59 days or less, I'll buy it as part of my guaranteed sale program. Go to tbghomes.com or call me now at 1-800-358-7563 to get your no obligation guaranteed sale price.
Danny Betzalkin, TBG Homes, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California, BRE license number 01421366.
I will sell your home at top market price within 59 days or I'll buy it. Questions? Call me at 800-358-7563. That's 800-358-7563.
I had never used Mike Diamond's Smell Good Plumbers before.
She didn't think they were real.
No, that's not true. I see the trucks everywhere I go.
She thought she was seeing things.
No, I didn't. Anyway, he was a very pleasant, competent, and hardworking plumber. He even cleaned up after himself.
The perfect man, she thought.
More like the perfect plumber. The city inspected his work twice and signed off on it both times.
They could have thrown her in jail.
I don't think so, but I sure am glad I called a Smell Good Plumber. My plumbing problems are gone.
Her faith in mankind has been restored.
I wouldn't go that far, but I will say thank you, thank you, thank you, Smell Good Plumbers.
You're welcome, Peggy. Thank you. I'm Mike Diamond, and I guarantee my plumbers will show up on time and unclog your drain for $99. Or your house call is free.
Read my comments and more at MikeDiamond.com. Contract license number 399170. On the phone at 1-800-446-MIKE.
News. Talk. Evolve. 790 KABC.
J.
You're listening to The Real Estate Zone with Danny Batsalkin, the place to get live, expert advice on real estate finance, and real estate investments. To get on the air live with your questions or comments, call 800-ABC-KABC. That's 800-222-5222.
Okay, here we go. We're back, Frank. We are back on the Real Estate Zone. We almost missed it because we were having so much fun at the break here talking to our Facebook fans. But we are back. Tanya Brooke Vimtrup is watching us on Facebook, and she says hello.
Hi, Brooke.
We are back on the Real Estate Zone live on Talk Radio 790 KABC. We're having all kinds of fun with Ramey from Movement Mortgage, with Dr. Tanya Altman from Calabasas Pediatrics. Her book is What to Feed Your Baby. She's got the 11 foundational foods that we're talking about. And we have Goalie from TBG Homes and Keller Williams, of course. So we're talking about all kinds of fun stuff today. Dr. Tanya, thank you so much for being here today. This has been awesome.
Well, I love waking up super early on Saturday, Danny.
There we go. And Dr. Tanya, one thing we didn't do before the break is tell all of our listeners and all of our Facebook fans how they can get in touch with you if they want to come see you, because you have an awesome practice in Calabasas that people can come see you. They can call you. They can talk to you. So how do they get in touch with you?
Thank you. CalabasasPeds.com. You can email me directly or call the office and come in for a complimentary consultation to talk about your kids and your family.
Perfect. Well, let me ask you one real estate question since it's supposed to be a real estate show. So when you talk to your families, and you know, as everyone knows, Goalie in about 10 or 11 months is going to be having a third baby. And so if you're having more kids or you're moving to the suburbs, to Calabasas, and you need a house, what do you tell your families about what to look for, whether in an agent or a house, or what do they need to be thinking about when they're buying real estate?
So that's a great question. Even though I'm a pediatrician, I talk to families about everything that's important for their entire family. And where you live can make such a difference in your lifestyle. So if you're moving out to the suburbs, you know, you want to make sure that there is space for your kids to run around and play, right? That's why we all move out of the city. Good schools. Now, my first house with my husband, I moved to Calabasas, was beautiful. We loved it. There was no grass. And I didn't realize until I had two boys that they weren't getting outdoors enough. So it's a good idea to make sure that you live near a park or an area where you can walk around, maybe not too hilly if you want them to ride bikes on the street. Cul-de-sacs are great. You want to think about safety. Do you want to be going up and down the stairs all the time when you're carrying your new baby? And also take a look at where the bedrooms are. I have a lot of families that say, you know, I didn't realize the master suite was on the top floor and all the kid rooms were on the bottom floor. So just things to be aware of if you're considering having a family, so that way you don't have to move. And again, finding that great realtor to show you around who really knows the community that you're moving to and all about the schools and all about the neighborhoods.
There we go. Makes so much sense. By the way, we purposely bought a house where the master is on the totally opposite side, upstairs from the kids. The kids are on the totally opposite side. So that's awesome. See, we got in some real estate stuff, even though we're talking about all this other fun stuff. So very, very cool. So guys, we are talking about all kinds of cool stuff with Dr. Tanya Altman of Calabasas Pediatrics. We got Ramey from Movement Mortgage. Also very important when you are buying that house to have an all-star team of experts around you. And one of the main experts is your mortgage lender. So Movement Mortgage, Ramey Michke is your girl. Even though she's going to be in Virginia, she could still help us in L.A., right?
I'm keeping California. I can't leave. I'm a California girl.
That's right. Good stuff. Well, you guys, one thing we have not done yet, and we have a lot of people waiting, but we got to talk celebrity luxury real estate. So if you're on the line or if you've been calling in or you have questions for us, give us a call on the hotline and we will chat with you right after. We have people standing by from TBG, from Keller Williams, and from Movement Mortgage. Ramey, give us the hotline number.
The hotline number is 1-800-358-7563. It's 1-800-358-7563. Give us a call. We got people standing by. We'll call you after the show. Danny, Goalie, myself. If you have any questions for Dr. Tanya, I'm sure we'll
pass
feed those calls
on
too.
For sure. If you call the hotline, you want to get in touch with Dr. Tanya, we will get you in touch with her. She answers her own email, which is pretty awesome. So Dr. Tanya, one more time on your contact info, and then we'll talk about celebrity and luxury real estate.
DrTanya.com, CalabasasPeds.com on Facebook, Twitter, and I just started Instagram.
Oh, nice. I love Instagram. Instagram's very cool. You can post all kinds of fun pictures. Nice. You got to follow goalie's girl, Kim Kardashian, right?
What?
On Instagram.
Is she my girl? Oh.
Because you always talk about her on the show.
Oh,
all right,
yeah.
So let's.
She does a lot of celebrity real estate transactions, exchanges. So we talk about that a lot. Yeah.
That's right. Speaking of celebrities, all right, goalie, give it to us. What's going on in the celebrity and luxury real estate world?
Yes, let's do it. So the star power couple, Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, list their longtime LA mansion in the Pacific Palisades. This is a beautiful house listed for $7.25 million. It's gorgeous. It's got oversized. It's got like a French style in there, oversized skylights. It's about 6,400 square feet. The first story has three bedrooms and a beautiful romantic master suite. And then there's a guest suite in the large loft upstairs. It's got an exercise home gym in the house, which is great. And, you know, as a matter of fact, Goldie Hawn is doing her first movie in about like 15 years. She's doing a movie with Amy Schumer. So maybe the move has something to do with that. Maybe she's moving to be somewhere closer to set. I have no idea, but they have listed their home. They still own their Malibu Beach house and have not listed that house.
Yet. You never know.
You never know. And
good stuff, goalie.
Yes. And then also in celebrity real estate news, Leonardo DiCaprio, one of my favorites, has listed his second home in a month.
Wow. Yeah. What's going on?
Leonardo DiCaprio has listed his home in Studio City and in Malibu. Now that he finally has an Oscar, maybe he's like, I don't know, maybe he's
selling
like,
everything.
Yes.
Leave LA.
Malibu, like I'm going to New York. I don't know.
I don't see him living in New York.
I don't know. But, you know, his house in Studio City is so sort of humble in a way. It's listed at $2.4 million, and he listed it just a week after listing his Malibu Beach house. So they're both on the market. And the Studio City home is just like a. It's a beautiful little house, but it's almost like a little cottage.
Uh-huh.
And it's beautiful. And apparently he's owned it for years and years and years, and now he's parting with it.
Got it.
Yeah.
All
I
right.
I love Leonardo.
I wonder what he's buying next.
I don't know, but he still owns a place in in New York City.
Okay.
And I think he has a place in... you know, he doesn't have a place in, I think, Hollywood Hills and Palm Springs. Yes, that's what it was. He still has a place in Hollywood.
Dino's Hills saying yes. And Dino knows everything about everything.
Yeah, he does. Dino knows.
Dino knows. If anyone knows, Dino knows. Dino came, by the way, you guys, Dino came here today wearing an Arizona State shirt. I'm going to get him a University of Arizona shirt and make him wear that. I told him I was going to wear a Duke football shirt because he's such a Notre Dame fan. And Duke beat Notre Dame last week. Goalie, good stuff. I love the celebrity and luxury real estate recap.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Also, Leonardo DiCaprio is going to the White House in about a week to discuss climate change with President Obama.
Ah, okay.
So that's on his list of things to do. I don't know if maybe he's moving to Washington, D.C. Maybe he has a plan to go into politics. Who knows?
Yeah, yeah. Well, we've talked about so many cool different things. I mean, there's only a few topics we didn't get to. Like, we did not talk about the Lakers, and we didn't talk about Donald Trump. Those are the only two things. Everything else we talked about. So, Dr. Tanya, we have a couple. We have like a minute left. You have any parting words or words of wisdom for our families listening to the show with their kids on any topic relating to what you do?
Well, it's Saturday today, so try to get outside and have some outdoor time.
Yes.
Especially because the weather's cooling down in Southern California.
Yes.
Like, making your kids go outside every day and run around and get exercise is so important.
Yes, for sure. You know, we didn't get to talk about that, but that's actually a topic I really wanted to talk about because what I'm seeing, unfortunately, is like more overweight kids because they're not getting outside. So get outside. All right, guys, this has been an awesome show for Ramey, for Goalie, Dr. Tanya Altman. Thank you so much for being here. DrTanya.com, What to Feed Your Baby is the book. Pick it up on Amazon. I'm your host, Danny Betz-Halkin. Thanks for being here. We'll be here next week on The Real Estate Zone on Talk Radio 790 KBC. Have a great weekend.
Danny Betz-Halkin, Keller Williams, Beverly Hills, California BRE license number 01421366. Remy Michke, Movement Mortgage, NMLS ID 338798. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing opportunity, NMLS ID 39179. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
This show furnished by Boulevard Realty and DBA TBG Homes.